When we left yesterday, we were in the middle of the corn patch. And the tape recorder broke. Would you like to kind of either start your story at the beginning of that or wherever you would like to start on that?
Well, I know where I was.
Okay.
If you'd rather start there, see, we done got the corn and pulled it, pulled the fodder and everything. And we're just fixing to chop the corn stalks down now.
Okay, fine.
And what we did, we got, you know, these old-timey road scrapes and made us a corn chopper. We'd sawed it out and put it ever so far apart and let it go all the way around it, you see. Then we drove us a, I don't know what, a piece of iron in each end, then put a hook over it, then run us iron out there and put a single tree, then see when that'd roll over, that would chop your corn stalks. That's where we chopped them up. Well, that's what we used back then. It was homemade. Just
it
made
worked.
It from a shop. Yeah.
Did you have to weld any parts of it together, or?
Oh yeah, we had to weld the parts on it. Run on up to the single tree, you see, where it would work there. Just take a piece of iron and run it out so far, then we bend it. Then you got on out a little piece further, then bend it straight. Then you see it had holes, drill holes in it. Then we put our single tree in there. Then you hitch your mule to it, and they just walk along in behind your mule, behind that, and they chop them up. Then we have taken the hay rake and raked them up and burned them, but they found out that they'd do better by chopping them. You see, that would go back into your land and help build the land up.
Did you ever put any up, kind of like a teepee shape, in any of the stalks of corn and kind of leave a hole?
Oh yeah, that's where you want to make shocks if you wanted to feed them. See, if you cut green corn, you want to feed it.
Yes.
You just went out and cut the corn stalk, corn and all.
Right.
Then carried it out and just set it up and made shocks out of it and let it mature. Then you'd haul it up and feed it like that. That is, if you wanted to handle it like that. Some did and some didn't. You could, but see, if you pulled your fodder and corn, you didn't have nothing but a stalk then.
Right.
Then you just did away with the stalk. It wasn't any good because it done dried out.
I see. Okay, did you ever, you know, you see pictures of your shocks of corn stuck up with pumpkins around them, I guess, where they had been grown. Did you ever do anything like that?
No, but we used to plant velvet beans in corn.
The velvet beans, what type are they?
That's a bean like you feed the cows. It's cow food.
Well, did you then mix that in with the corn as you cut it? Or did you cut them ahead of time, or?
No, you just cut that when you cut your corn if you wanted to. And see, they got the beans and hulls and all.
Oh, did that make a better feed for the cows?
Yeah, it'd make them give a heap more milk. That was good feed, what you call a velvet bean.
Uh-huh.
It was just especially for cows. Take mules, they wouldn't hardly eat it, but cows would.
Okay, talking about growing things, we talked about corn and cotton now. What types of food did the family themselves grow?
Well, then the fall of the year, you see, that's when you planted your wheat. That's where you got your flour. And see, where you got your meal was from the corn. You shucked corn and carried it to the mill. Then you'd get your, when they carried it to the mill, they would grind it up. Then you'd have your corn meal. Then they have what they call a bran that come off of it where it husked. Then you take that, made shorts out of it, fed that to the hogs. So that comes from you making your corn meal. Then the husk, things like that, was bran, as they call it. Then the shorts, and you put, mix water with it,